Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The sun has set over Israel, leaving a warm evening across the country. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying mild temperatures, while Haifa remains cooler by the coast. A clear night sky promises a pleasant view for stargazers. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports just in that an anti-Semitic attack in London is described as a result of a prolonged campaign against Israel. The Jewish community expresses concern over the normalization of extreme statements. Also, the Jerusalem Post explains that former IDF spokesperson Jonathan Conricus warns of a ceasefire on paper. He says Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas are using the pause to prepare. Also this hour, Ynet shares a harrowing account from a son who witnessed his father killed in a Hezbollah drone attack. He claims rescue efforts were delayed. Separately, JTA covers a musician's boycott of Israel. Young Jews feel isolated and defiant amidst blocked playlists and mixed messages. And finally, from Israel Hayom, the latest news on a musician's boycott of Israel, leaving teens feeling isolated. Young Jews navigate blocked playlists and grapple with the messages from their favorite performers. Here's what people are saying online. A user named Dave Atherton retweeted earlier today about the suspect in Golders Green, London, who was seen chasing Jews with a knife. The suspect later stabbed two individuals before being charged with attempted murder. In a message from earlier today, Michal Herzog, the wife of Israel's president, expressed horror over the stabbing attack in Golders Green. She mentioned her recent visit to the nearby Hatzolah Center. Meanwhile, in a post from earlier, Israel's foreign minister, Gideon Saar, spoke to Al Arabiya English about Israel's actions in southern Lebanon. He emphasized that these measures aim to prevent Hezbollah from crossing into Israeli territory. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with the anti-Semitic attack in London, reported by Israel Hayom, the incident has sparked fear within the Jewish community. Community leaders believe hostile rhetoric against Israel has fueled these attacks. They call for more robust action from local authorities to protect Jewish residents. Turning to the warning from Jonathan Conricus, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, he highlights the fragile nature of the current ceasefire. Conricus notes that while tensions have eased, adversaries like Iran and Hezbollah continue to regroup and resupply. The situation demands vigilance from Israeli forces and the international community. Meanwhile, Ynet reports on the emotional recounting of a deadly Hezbollah drone attack. The victim's son criticizes the response time of rescue services. He also questions the military's readiness, stating protection was lacking. This incident underscores ongoing threats along Israel's borders and the need for enhanced defense measures. On the diplomatic front, the musicians' boycott covered by JTA continues to impact young Jews in Israel. As artists distance themselves from the country, teens feel the cultural divide widening. This boycott not only affects their musical enjoyment, but also sends a broader message about international perceptions of Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reveals strong demand in the real estate market. About a quarter of apartments in a new Kadomim project sold during pre-sale, reflecting momentum in Judea and Samaria. Separately, CTEC reports that crypto unicorn MoonPay acquired Israeli securities startup Sodot for $10 million. This acquisition aims to enhance MoonPay's institutional offerings with advanced encryption technology. And finally, from Globes, gasoline prices in Israel are set to rise again on Thursday night. This follows a continuous climb in global oil prices affecting local consumers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.